Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Mary Loves Justice prayer meeting. Today, we are going to pray for three governors, Rick. That's three governors, Rick. And they are Governor Rick Scott, Governor Rick Perry, and Governor Rick Snyder. Now, Governor Rick Perry is the governor of the great state of Texas. Governor Rick Scott is the governor of the state of Florida. And Governor Rick Snyder is the governor of the state of Michigan. They are standing in the need of prayer. And we're asking you to call in if you'd like to and share the number with your friends. The telephone number for guests to call in is 713-955-0628. That's 713-955-0628. My name is Mary Neal. I'm your host here at the Mary Loves Justice prayer meeting. And we're praying today for the three governors, Rick. You know, the Bible told us to pray for those in authority over us. And between those three great big states, these governors are in authority over millions upon millions of people. The Bible says, I exhort you, therefore, that, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. That's 1 Timothy, 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 3. So when we pray for people in authority over us, it is a good thing in the sight of God. And we want to live quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. And we're praying that our leaders, not just these three governors, but governors over all 50 United States, not just the governors only, but even our federal leaders, decision makers, officials, we're praying for them too. Because God told us to pray for those in leadership over us. And I want to thank the U.S. Congress again because the Congress passed a very important piece of legislation out of the House of Representatives this week. Well, it was last week. And that is the H.R. 2646 bill by Timothy Murphy. That's Congressman Timothy Murphy out of Pennsylvania, Republican. It's the Helping Families in Mental Health Crisis Act. It goes to the Senate next, but the House didn't send it limping alone. No, this bill got almost unanimous approval in our House of Representatives. I'm so glad that so many of our representatives recognize the need to give help to families who are experiencing mental health crises. And getting back to our three governors, that's a big problem in every state. Texas has people who have mental health crises. And so often, the police officers kill people who are elderly and demented, who are young and experiencing maybe heightened excitement because they're on drugs or alcohol. Texas, police are allowed to kill people, Governor Perry. But people, even people who killed no one, like Jeff Woods, you want to execute. Jeff Woods never killed anyone, and the state of Texas knows it. He's convicted under the law of parties, meaning that he, a mentally challenged young man, was induced to go to the store with someone who robbed and killed the clerk, while poor Jeff Woods sat in the truck, like he had been told. As you know, some people who have slight retardation problems, intellectually challenged people, have a tendency to obey. So he sat in the truck, and his companion, the person he was with, went inside and robbed and killed the clerk. And now you've set a date of execution, state of Texas, for August 24th, 2016, to kill this man who you allowed to defend himself on his capital murder crime. Defended himself because he was concerned about his attorneys. He thought that everybody connected with the government and in the courtroom were aliens, space aliens. So you enjoyed that bit of drama at this poor mentally ill Texan's expense, no doubt. And now he's been in prison for 20 years or so, and you've drawn lots of taxpayers' money by him being on death row. It costs a lot more to keep inmates on death row than in the general population. We're aware of that. And so now you're ready to kill him because he's mentally ill, or because he, what? It certainly can't be because he killed anybody, because he did not. Why do you want to kill Jeff Woods? Governor Perry, I look forward to your intervention in this matter. Please look at my Twitter page, Coffee Time. That's K-O-F-F-I-E-T-I-M-E. Run it together. And you will see a film where hackers didn't want me to be an activist on behalf of Jeff Woods. They attempted to disrupt my ability to speak up for him, but I must speak up for him. The Bible says in Proverbs 31, 8 and 9, that we're to speak up for everybody who is poor and oppressed. Judge righteously and speak up for those who are appointed to destruction. That's Jeff Wood. I'm only doing what your God, you say, your God. You and I claim the same God. I'm doing what our God told me to do, Governor Perry. And I pray that he will touch your heart and influence you to do everything you can to see that Jeff Woods gets a speedy reprieve. Please don't wait till almost the last minute like y'all did in 2008. That just terrorized his family and his activists and people who care about human rights. It scared us all for you to wait till the last minute. Please give a speedy reprieve. Please, sir. Please, ma'am. Whoever it comes from, the governor, the courts down there, the Supreme Court already told you not to kill mentally ill people, but you keep doing it. They need to make their instructions more clear. And I thank you very much for any consideration that you give Jeff Woods. It's very wrong to have a mentally ill man on death row, and it's horrible the way you interfere with people being able to speak about it and speak in his favor. Thank you, Governor Perry. And now, Governor Scott of Florida. Governor Scott, we're very concerned for your soul. You know, God said that you must be merciful to inherit mercy. You throw your bread upon many waters, and after many days it will return to you. Your bread that you throw out will return to you. Another way of saying that is that you reap just what you sow. Governor Scott, Florida prison system and jail system is in crisis. Crisis. I don't know how many people died there in 2015, but in 2014, the count was, 346 prisoners died in the prisons. That's not even counting all the people who died in jail. People like Daniel Lissenbigler, a 19-year-old mentally ill young man. I almost said boy because I'm getting up in age now, and 19 seems like a child to me. But these people are dying, and they should not be. And I'm asking you, Governor Scott, to please address this issue. Address your murderous guards. Murderous. They're very murderous. Governor Scott, you had to have seen the film of your guards, your prison guards. They're at Dade County Correctional Institution, dragging a black mentally ill man, Darren Rainey, into the small shower and turning boiling hot water on this man, this black man who had mental illness, who had defecated in his cell, and the guards were very angry with him. But they killed him. They killed him, Governor Scott. And none of them served a day in prison. We saw that. We saw these guards, two of them at least, pull this black mentally ill man, and I believe they were black too. Oh, yes. Pulled him into a small shower and turned on the water, and he could not turn the water off. He didn't have the controls. They did. And he didn't die the time the water hit him. He screamed and begged for his life for 45 minutes. There are today living people in your jails and prisons. I'm thinking about Christopher Rodriguez. I'm thinking about Mr. Albanese. I've written about a number of your prisoners, mental patients who are suffering 23 hours a day in solitary confinement. You know, America told the United Nations that it isn't using long-term solitary confinement as punishment. It recognizes that it's torture, and it is. But I don't know why they even said that. That was last year, 2015, when the Committee Against Torture came to review America's circumstances in its jails and prisons. And America just lied to the UN. We don't use long-term solitary confinement. And there are people who've been in solitary confinement for decades. That's so unfair to American people to lie to the UN and keep torturing people's children. These mothers are so concerned, Governor Scott. See, when you got a person in torturous circumstances, it not only negatively impacts them, but the whole family is negatively impacted. Some of these mothers of young men and women who are in their 20s, who you have in prison under torturous circumstances, have little sisters and brothers at home. How can a mother and father concentrate like they should on the younger siblings while they know that their grown-up offspring is being mistreated? You wouldn't treat a dog that way and get away with it. You wouldn't be able to drag a dog into a hot shower and boil the meat off his bones like y'all did to Darren Rainey and let the dog owner get away with it. No, that dog owner might get 10 years, might get longer, for killing a dog. But these guards who did Darren Rainey that way, Governor Scott, they're still working for you. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Didn't you know? Didn't you read about Abraham? He had lots of servants. Lots of, well, in those days they were called servants, and in these days they're called employees. But he was responsible for sin in the camp. He was responsible, even if it was one of the servants, and certainly if it was one of his family members. These people worked directly for the Department of Corrections. These murderers, like the ones who strapped poor Daniel Lisenbigler, 19. On the 10th day he was in jail, they strapped him in a restraint chair and tasered him and tasered him and tasered him and sprayed him and sprayed him. And it's even said that they pulled a hood over his face and put a pillow full of pepper spray or some type of gas on it under there and made sure he got suffocated. He said, "I can't breathe. I can't breathe." It's very hard for us to breathe knowing that our brothers and sisters are being mistreated this way. Governor Perry, Governor Scott, you're responsible for sin in your camp. You are the leaders. And Governor Snyder. Governor Snyder, you live in a beautiful state, Michigan, up there with the largest freshwater supply, the Great Lakes. Marvelous place. Michigan used to be the car capital of the world. My uncles traveled from around Tennessee up to this great state of Michigan during the, oh, I guess it must have been during the 40s after they came out of the CC camps. You remember that? Probably you might be too young. I'm too young. But it's fun to read about these things. But Governor Snyder, I was so unhappy. We were so very worried, sick and unhappy about that lead. Lord have mercy, lead poisoning in Flint, Michigan. We were so unhappy and worried, sick, when Reverend Edward Pinckney got arrested for nothing in Benton Harbor, Michigan. We're very concerned about your idea of justice, Governor Snyder. We're very concerned. Did you ever read Galatians? You know, I don't know whether y'all know it or not, but Jesus is not prejudiced. He's not racially prejudiced. He's not prejudiced about genders. He's not prejudiced. In fact, God is no respecter of persons. And so we're supposed to be trying to strive to be like Jesus. I'm going to look it up after this show, but I think all of you claim to belong to Jesus. I'm going to check it out. Excuse me if I'm wrong, because it really, you know, the rules governing how people can be treated are the same whether you're a Christian or a Muslim or an agnostic or an atheist. There are rules that you're breaking. You're lawless. Governor Snyder, we understand from reading that you knew the water was poison a year before you let it be known publicly, and that you sent fresh water to some of your top employees up there in Flint. You knew it was poison, but you let my people drink it. 10 people died. How do you feel about that, Governor Snyder? 10 people you sent on their way years and years before time. Say each one of them would have lived another 20 years. That's 200 years that you took away from the people who were under your direct leadership. They rely on you and other officials This is horrible, Governor Snyder. Deaths. Numerous deaths. And then we have a lot of other people who are going to be mentally ill now because of the lead poisoning. That will help your prison system, won't it? Are any of you governors prison investors? God help you to find your way back to the cross. Fall on your knees and repeat after me. My Father, I have sinned and come short of the glory of Christ, but I trust in you to please clean me up. Clean me up. Don't let me think about money all the time and favors all the time and helping to cover things up all the time. Help me to think about my dying day, because I've got to meet you, Jesus. And you are the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And I want you to forgive me in Jesus' name. And I'll be a better governor after this. If you prayed that prayer with me, Governor Rick Perry, Rick Scott, and Rick Snyder, then congratulations. You're new creatures in Christ. Old things are passed away, and all things have become new. Let Reverend Edward Pinckney out of jail, Governor Snyder. You know he's innocent. He used to talk bad about you every Sunday, but he only wanted you to change. Please change. Governor Scott, God bless you. Please, please, let your people out of jail. Timely. When they get 25 to life, that does not mean for you to keep them for life. It means after 25 years, they should get a review. And if they have been behaving themselves in prisons and jails, please don't make them stay for life just because you got friends who want the money, the prison profits. That's not right. My goodness, Governor Scott, it's not right. Some of your prisoners are dying of old age. Some of them are in that 346 who were reported dead in 2014. We know that. A lot of them may have passed away from old age. Some of them passed away from untreated diseases out of negligence because you had that horrible Corazon healthcare system over them. Over their health care. And that's a negligent group. We're going to pray for Corazon health care one day. We know about them. Baron George Mellencamp, the writer of Getting Away with Murder, a book about Darren Rainey's murder in jail. Governor Perry, what goes around comes around. I just want you to have great blessings. You and your family. You got family. You got family. You got somebody you love. These mothers, like Hema Pena, like Heather Chapman, these mothers, many of them. Look up Dog Justice for Mentally Ill blog and see how many of those articles are about people suffering in Florida. It's horrible. Brother Scott, I'm saying brother in case you profess to be a Christian. I mean you no disrespect, sir. But we can't live in disregard of the word of God and expect to see Jesus. A lot of people aren't going to get to see him. They're just going to pass right by him on their way to hell. On their way to hell. You know, read about that in Matthew 25, verses 36 through 46. Read what he says to people. He says that because you fed me when I was hungry, you know, helped to look after me, and you came to visit me in prison, you know, what you do to one, just one of the least of these, his brethren, you do also unto him. And he said, because you did those things, you did them to me. You be blessed. But he also said, because you did it not, then get away from me. I cast you out into hell, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hold your finger, governors, over a blame. And consider your whole body including, you know, your sensitive parts, your genitalia. Consider yourself burning, not for a little while and burning up, but forever and ever and ever and ever. This is what God promised. And the martyrs, that's people who died believing in Christ, like some of the people who were executed in Texas. Some of them were really killers. They weren't all like Jeff Woods. Some of them have really killed people, and you condemn them. But in the meantime, 10 years passed, 15 years passed, 20 years passed. Many of these people grew up the rest of the way and got dried out of their alcohol and drugs. And when they woke up and when they were clean physically, they realized what a horrible thing they had done. And they, too, became your brothers and sisters in Christ. But you killed them anyway. It's horrible to think about that you're killing your brothers and sisters in Christ, or you're killing people who would have possibly repented and become children of God, but you killed them before they had that chance. You see? So either way, it's very evil. It's not a good thing, sirs, to have the death penalty. It really isn't. And it costs taxpayers a whole lot of money for you to be so hateful. And you're sending your soul to hell, and guess what? You send a lot of other people to hell, too. Look at the executioners who get paid from Florida. They get paid from Texas. You pay them to kill people. You pay hitmen with taxpayers' money to put poison in people's veins. That's unacceptable. It really is. You may think it's okay. An eye for an eye and a tooth for the tooth has been overruled by the mercy and love and grace of Jesus Christ. You don't know that. You don't know that. And you claim to be Christian. Governor Perry, you ran for president. Come on now. It's horrible. Governor Scott, come on. You even have killed some mentally ill people down there in Florida. I live right here in Georgia. I never have been to Florida because by the time my kids got big enough that I wasn't so stressed out financially and I could go on vacations, I never went to Florida because, I don't know, it's just y'all got so much racism and hatred down there. You really do. I heard about your alligator babies. I don't know whether it's true or not. They say y'all used to put babies out on rocks and let the alligators come up and get the babies, and y'all would use them as traps for the alligators. I don't know if you did that, but looking at some of the real history down there in Florida, it's possible that you did something that hateful. Can you not see that black people, mentally ill people, black or white or other, can you not see us as being human beings? Do you think we're omitted from God's grace? You think we're omitted from being your brothers and sisters in Christ? If you think that, then you got no business planning to go to heaven. God got some really strange looking angels. Governor Snyder, he has some angels that have six wings, eyes all the way down their backs, all over the wings, all the way down to their wrist, eyes. Picture that. So you see, if you can't accept someone standing erect on two legs and have the same features that you have, not in the same way, but, you know, they've got two eyes, two nostrils, two lips, two ears, hair on top of their head. You know, if you can't accept the fact that these are men and women and you hate them for being a different complexion, God has got to keep you out of heaven, because you'll be up there trying to get your rifles, boys, shooting his angels, because they look so strange, some of them. You're just going to have to change. Please do. Governor Rick Perry, please look into Jeff Wood's situation. Lower parties means that he didn't kill anyone. Please don't kill him on August 24th or ever. Governor Scott, please look into the living mental patients that you have in solitary confinement, where they've been for years. Some of them are losing weight. They're very unhappy. They're stressed. Their families are too. And look into Darren Rainey, who your guards killed. Don't let this situation go on any longer, sir. Governor Snyder, please let Reverend Edward Pinckney out of jail. You know, he's a truth teller. He's a righteous Baptist minister. The things that he was saying on his radio shows on Sundays were irritating to some of our people in authority. But, you know, God sent his prophets out to not just say great things and smooth things, things that tickle your ears, but some of them were saying hard things. They were saying things that some of them were afraid to say. Look at Jonah. Jonah was afraid to go to Nineveh and talk to those evil people. But it's scary for me sometimes to talk to people in authority about the way they're treating the mentally ill, the way they're treating prisoners, and the way they're treating the population under them. It's very difficult. But God said, fear not, and stand up. And so it's not that I have disrespect for you or that I disregard your power, but it's because God said that if I don't tell you, your blood is on my hands. Now, read the Bible. If I don't tell you that you're wrong, then your blood and the blood of your victims is on my hands. So, Governor Perry, Scott, and Snyder, I put you in alphabetical order because I'm not trying to line you up according to importance, because guess what? God is no respecter of persons, and neither must we be. I'm asking you to please get yourself right with God, and then your people will be happier. The Bible says that when the people are under a righteous leadership, that they rejoice. And when they're not, they mourn. Mourn. And I talk to so many mourning people out of each one of your states. Golly gee, listen to my radio shows at Human Rights Demand. They should all be archived there. That's Human Rights Demand. And listen to all the citizens who are mourning. And God said that when the people are under righteous leadership, they're joyful. And when they're under evil leadership, they mourn. People are mourning. And Texas is having so many floods, and now you got your police getting killed. And I mean, it's one disaster after another in Texas. Can't you see that God is trying to talk to you, get your attention? Florida, Michigan, come on now. Let Reverend Edward Pinckney out of jail. What is, in this day of all of this voting fraud, the only person I know in jail for voting fraud is a black minister in Michigan who did a recall petition for that old Mayor Whitehead. That's the only person I know. He's in there for a recall petition. That's ridiculous. And they didn't even present evidence that he was guilty of anything. The judge even said, we don't have to present. Well, you know, you have to present evidence that someone is guilty of a crime, don't you? He said, you don't. Lord have mercy, you got judges just making up the rules as they go along. Lawlessness will be punished by God. There's somebody bigger than you and I. Governor Perry, Governor Scott, Governor Snyder, and all the governors in America, and even the president, the Justice Department, the State Department, whatever other departments. I wish all of you well. I hope you will consider that right now. I read that our warships were on the border of Russia. I don't know if that's still happening. It's been a few weeks ago that I read about it. But can you not see that these are the last days? Can you not see that? God bless you. God bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you in response to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me. This is Mary Neal of the Mary Loves Justice Prayer Meeting. I don't have any music for you tonight, but listen to There's Somebody Bigger Than You and I. God bless you, and thank you so much for joining me. I won't tell you when I'll see you next time, but maybe real soon. Good night, everybody.